Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
Does your warehouse waste time and money managing forklift batteries? EnerSys can energize your operations with a customized solution, delivering the power you need while minimizing ownership costs. EnerSys starts by analyzing your operations and then selecting from their comprehensive range of battery and charger technologies, develops a truly optimized system tailored to your needs. EnerSys gives you the power to increase productivity and profitability. See how EnerSys puts power in motion for you at EnerSys.com. With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer's in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer. Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations from warehouses to omnichannel to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems' fulfillment execution system is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast here at MODEX 2022. I am in the booth, and I am joined by veteran guest Vince Martinelli of Right Hand Robotics. I think Vince has been a guest ever since ProMat 2019, I think, was the first time you were on the podcast.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's the first time we met, and I think you've probably been on,
Two, three times now. Yeah.
You might be getting to that five-time club, maybe. I don't know.
Is that the platinum level? Is that what I'm at?
Yeah. You're like on SNL, you know, you get the five-time host, you get special jacket, stuff like
that. Oh, cool. So, yeah. I look forward to that. Thanks.
So Vince is the head of product and marketing over at Right Hand Robotics, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what's been going on with Right Hand Robotics, some of the announcements that they've had recently and here at the show as well. And we're just going to talk a little bit about what they've been up to. So Vince, if people are not familiar with Right Hand Robotics, let's give them a little brief overview.
Sure. We build an autonomous item handling robot, right? It's a data-driven piece-picking machine for use in warehouses, like for e-commerce. And unlike a lot of automation that's designed to move pallets or cases, we're really handling individual products.
Right.
Such as from an ASRS tote. You know, they're stored in inventory. And I say the first 3 feet of the last mile starts when you get the item out of the tote and put it into the downstream container. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we take care of the first 3 feet.
Yeah, so, and I think the what you've developed is really unique in a sense, and really kind of took a challenging issue in the role of automation, is that real grasping technology and the fact that you're able to grasp those individual items and do it efficiently and consistently as well. And I think that's one of the big things you guys are known for, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think the sort of the DNA of our company comes from our three founders, each of whom did research, you know, PhD and postdoc kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Our CTO, for example, recently was doing an interview, and, you know, it put it in some perspective. He's been working in that space for 15 to 20 years.
Wow. Yeah.
And one of the key professors, Professor Rob Howe, I'll give a shout out to Rob.
Okay.
Rob's the forgotten fourth founder, but really a professor at Harvard.
Yeah.
Under whose auspices, you know, this team kind of came together in a DARPA challenge, right? Mm. Again, I'm kind of summarizing, you know, a little lucid, but still. But Rob's been looking at this space for a longer time, going back to 80s, 90s, whatever.
Yeah,
okay. And so that grasping DNA is kind of, you know, deep into how we think about things. You know, what does it mean for a robot to have some ability to pick up items it's never seen before, all different shapes and sizes, you know? And now, I think the other important thing is that by itself doesn't make a product, doesn't make a system that solves the problem in the warehouse.
Yeah.
Because the warehouse problem is, let's see, what's the best way to say, you know, everyone here will say there's a labor shortage, labor problem, whatever, right?
Yeah, pretty much
and
everyone.
I don't know, maybe there's an item ordering problem. You know, people are ordering more items one at a time than any fulfillment system was ever designed and intended to ship, right? And pick and ship. So, anyways, if you're revenue growth in retail is being limited by the fact I can't get the items out of storage into the bags and boxes out the door, well, then this robot can help fill that need, right? So you take that grasping knowledge, you bring in some computer vision, AI, machine learning, and you kind of put that all together on a properly designed hardware platform that's, you know, industrial grade and reliable in warehouses and all of that. You know, in the last couple of years since we last spoke, we've gone through a full CE compliance regimen, you know, which is important for international business and so on.
Yeah.
Anyways, you put all that together. Again, our tagline, we say we own the pick. So whether you're a system integrator or the end customer, you can count on this robotic machine to do that picking task for you. And that's, you know, that starts, though, with the grasping understanding.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's one of the most interesting things about it is because you don't think about, I guess, how much interesting movement goes into grasping something with your own hand.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're able to replicate that in a robotic way, an automated way, I think is a huge achievement for the industry. So kudos to you guys, obviously.
Thank you.
And I do have a question, actually, something I'm wondering. And, you know, how come right-hand robotics? I think a lot of the left-handers out there are wondering why did they get left out. Yeah.
Yes. So first off, our CEO, Yaro, who I think you've met a couple of times along the way, he's a lefty, right? So we are not anti-left-handers.
Right? Interesting. Okay.
At all. Now, the name, and actually it predates me a little bit, so I don't take responsibility or blame for the name.
Okay.
But the idea was it's the, you know, like your right-hand man, your right-hand person, you know, the one you count on, and or the right hand for the task, you know?
Gotcha.
So that's kind of where the name originated from, and again, like a lot of corporate legends and mythologies, if you get the two or three founders separate and ask them, there's slight different variants of that, but roughly speaking. And then, you know, so that's where it came from. And like I said, we joke about it quite a bit.
Yeah.
There's a company, Left Hand Robotics, that, I don't know, emerged around the same time.
Oh, really?
They're doing some autonomous snowblower, if I remember. So,
interesting.
But there's times where neither company was really paying too close of attention to the other. So it was a clear case of the right hand not knowing what the left hand was doing. I've been working on that. I'm here all week.
He's here all week. Tip your waiter on the way.
Yeah.
Very good. I like that. So now, obviously, you guys have developed this, and, you know, it's pretty a great platform, and it's something that's really tackling this challenge that we just discussed. And obviously, you know, people are believing in you in this, and you guys keep advancing. And so you recently had a large round of funding from some new investment. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah. Toward the end of February, we announced our Series C funding.
Yeah.
$66 million in new capital to help grow the business to the next level. You know, it's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Some great new investors, a company called Safar Partners.
Okay.
You know, invest in a lot of early tech. Mm-hmm. And then as well as SoftBank Vision Fund, I think people have heard of.
Yeah.
Vision Fund 2, technically.
Mm-hmm.
As well as TH Lee Partners.
Okay.
And TH Lee's been investing in automation space for a number of years now.
Mm-hmm.
Had acquired AutoStore at one point. Of course, since then it's gone public, but they still hold a stake in that.
Okay.
So, you know, what I find, among other things, exciting about this is not just the current group of new investors, but, of course, the others who've been participating all along, is their depth of understanding of automation space, industrial systems, supply chain. These are guys who can invest in any number of companies.
Yeah.
Sometimes they place a couple bets, you know, but even so, I mean, it's a real vote of confidence in the business plan. Some of the directions we've taken with the product and the go-to-market, it kind of all has to come together to, you know, even though there's a lot of investment going on, some healthy valuations, it's still, you know, you won't get that if you don't have a real positive plan that you're showing and some traction, real customers and all of that. So anyways, big, and for us that means we're going to double the headcount this year.
Wow, okay.
You know, I won't give exact numbers, but you know, we're going to double and double and double in sales forever.
Yeah.
Or at least for the foreseeable future, right? So that's kind of the trajectory we're on these days.
Okay. And if people are interested in the jobs, how can they find them?
So on our website, there's a careers page. Mm-hmm. They're constantly updating the newest positions, and there's all levels. We're looking for, you know, executive level roles, entry level roles, everything in between. Lots of software development work. It's really a cool platform. I mean, it's a fun thing here to show it live.
And
we're showing RightPick 3, third generation of the system. So we launched that last year, but there haven't been too many shows to show it in public to people, right? So you can watch a YouTube video, it's one thing. But the kind of response we get here, I mean, there's gangs of people around the bot watching it. It's kind of mesmerizing. I think you've seen it in the past, you know.
Definitely.
Really exciting. This machine, we changed a lot of things. It looks similar, but like a new car model, you know, it's all new under the hood. And, you know, I think compared to 2020, we're at least 30% faster, just the raw rate that it's picking here in the show.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's better in every dimension. I could go on and on.
I'm sure. So definitely interesting and great that you got that funding and that you're going to be expanding the workforce there as well and offering those positions. So additionally, I think you also just announced here at the show, I believe, that some partnership with Vanderlei.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that's brand new today, hot off the press. Of course, Randa Landa, one of the, I don't know, the top three or four system integrators in the world. And they've been doing business in the States for a while, but better known probably in Europe. They have this great marketing campaign I like that they call "The Secret Is Out," I think is the thing, you know. And it's kind of fun because they're like, oh, Vanda Landa's, it's a funny name for Americans, you know. So they're like reintroducing the business. It's already big in the States and taking off. So they have, of course, pallet movement and case movement and item handling for break pack or replenishment to stores as well as e-commerce, right? So what they've decided after basically playing this space for a few years and then looking at other potential partners who could bring the piece picking technology to them, they've decided to work with us and bring that to market jointly together. Very exciting for us. You know, one of the things we've been doing for a few years now in parallel with the core product development is building the sort of API interface for partners or integrators to connect to the robot. We have a pretty rich data, which again we use for machine learning, but also just performance dashboards and the tools that the end customers need to run the building and run. So, you know, whether that'll be our screens or push the data over to Vanda Landa, some of these things we're still, you know, we'll know more. It will tell you in the future. But again, I think we've been really, we see a path forward where we help create the interest in the industry over the last 4 or 5 years for piece picking, show it's real, have, you know, proof points, production facilities, and so on, and then work with large, integrators, big or small, but work with the integrators to bring that to market more effectively, because the end customer needs the full building to work as a machine, if you will, right, and be integrated in a way, and again, Vanda Landa is a great partner for us to help bring that and scale in the industry to the next level.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's great that you guys are able to partner and collaborate in this way and just expand upon your offering already and make it better for the end user. So it's very great to hear about that. And obviously, congratulations on the funding, too. Yeah. I think that's a great thing for you guys and certainly gives you some more room for the future as well, right?
And by the way, you know, it's almost funny. I've worked for 4 startups now, and there's a phase in the early days where, you know, you're not, again, we're still cautious and thoughtful about how we spend and frugal and whatever. But there's a point where you have some money to work with.
Right.
And it's quite a different state than, say, 4 years ago.
You know,
where literally on a trip here, we would bunk together, right? I mean, everybody's doubling up in rooms and things. So now I have my own room at the show. This is a big step forward.
Wow, he's growing up. Yeah. Good to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I'm curious too, from your perspective, obviously, you know, being involved in the robotics world and other startups, as you mentioned. So, you know, here at MODEX 2022. I almost said 2020 there, yeah. But you know, so it's been 2 years, right? So it's, since we've been out there, and so everybody is here, you know, on full display with their innovations and all these things. So from your perspective and what you've seen at the show so far, what really is standing out to you, and what do you think is kind of that next step in our industry?
Well, and it's, I would say, a broader trend, more than one specific, you know, new thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, I think you know from our previous conversations, the first MODEX I went to was probably 2008.
Okay.
It's part of Kiva Systems back then, right? Mm-hmm. There were not a whole lot of robots in the house in 2008,
I'm sure,
right?
There weren't, yeah.
And people were skeptical about the whole idea.
Yeah.
So, okay, you come forward to 2022. Mm-hmm. This isn't exactly a robot conference,
right?
But there's robots everywhere. AMRs, AGVs, picking robots, on and on and on, right?
Yeah.
So, again, I think we talked about the drivers of the demand and the e-commerce and so on. The technology has evolved, right? Things that were expensive or complex or impossible 5 years ago, 10 years ago, are now achievable with the cost points, scalability to manufacturing scale, the reliability, the process predictability. As we were getting ready for the show, we were putting together some visuals on our data dashboards and performance monitoring, right?
Okay.
And we took data from some live sites, anonymized it a couple different ways so you can't tell where it is, and we said, let's show 10 robots, but it's live data from a couple weeks of robot work. And it turned out the throughput, I was a little stunned when I looked at the data, the throughput per robot, the variability across the whole fleet was like plus or minus 2%.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
Interesting.
And picking individual items. I don't know what I would have guessed. I hadn't really, really thought about it. We talked about a robot being more consistent and predictable than human workers.
Yeah.
And I know from previous experience, if you line up 10 people or a couple shifts at 10 stations and you work for a couple weeks and you look at the average throughput per station, well, there'll be an average, but the plus or minus from the slowest to the fastest is more than 2%, right? It might be 30% or something, right? It's a big variable. So that's one thing that's kind of interesting about ours. It's like, wow, this predictability and consistency where it's at is a great level. But across the industry, so the tech, the productization, things have moved along with robots to where supply chain people and e-commerce fulfillment operators can really count on it.
Yeah.
If it was a curiosity 14 years ago, if some of the newest stuff was unaffordable 8 to 10 years ago, now this is still a supply chain logistics, you know, conference.
Right.
The only reason the robots are here, not because of the science, because they're real.
Yeah.
And now it's just, how do you imagine putting them together most effectively to run you and drive your business, right? I sometimes compare this change to if you look over at streaming video, right?
Yeah.
So we had Blockbuster back in the day. We had Netflix renting DVDs and so on. But now with the evolution of that, the core network technology has gotten so cheap. You can have a smart TV in your house and an internet router and things that at one point would have been cost prohibitive, right? So this opens up all kinds of new flexible ways for you to get that content to your house.
Yeah.
And therefore, on the other side, who's making the content? How do they package it? Who owns the distribution network? Right. How are you optimizing where to cache the videos versus where the people are watching it? Mm-hmm. So what's an MFC? It's a caching kind of option, right? So the parallel, so I think as these things become really, you know, as they start to scale, and it may take 10 years, but somewhere in this 5 to 10 year region, I mean, it's going to turn retail sort of, I don't know, inside out or upside down or whatever, right? Where the item becomes the definitive bit, you know, running through the network, no longer the pallet or the case. I mean, maybe, again, overseas and stuff, pallet and container are still the majority mode.
Yeah.
But once you get to the point where it's ready to go to consumers, we'll see. I mean, the growth of e-commerce is faster than retail.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's becoming a bigger and bigger share, right? So these trends are going to open up all kinds of opportunities we haven't even thought about.
Yeah.
I think for software and management in that space. I was saying to someone earlier today, I can kind of see it forming as a fuzzy vision. If I knew what to do about it, maybe I'd go start another company myself. But someone will figure it out.
Yeah. Well, if you figure it out, let me know.
I will. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Vince, very interesting to talk to you, and great to hear your insights as well, both on Right Hand Robotics and what's happening in the industry as always. So I want to thank you for coming by the booth. If people want to find out more information about Right Hand Robotics, how can they do that?
Yep. They can go to our website, www.righthandrobotics.com. Okay. They can follow us on LinkedIn, too. We post a lot of things there, and that's a great place to see what's up with us. Sometimes we share other industry news as well.
Right. Yeah. I see it on there.
And of course, they can follow the New Warehouse podcast. I'd recommend that too.
Wow. Of course. I think it's the first time a guest has plugged me on my own show. Right. That's good. I appreciate
Happy to
that.
Do it. So. Yeah.
We'll put all that information at thenewwarehouse.com. And Vince, once again, thank you for coming by the booth and enjoy the rest of your show.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.